Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Oscar Peterson, Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, and more on Jazz for the Asking.
Welcome to another edition of Jazz for the Asking. I'm Keith Powell. We begin today's show with a song that was composed by Elvis Costello, but it's now performed by Jimmy Scott. Jimmy Scott was a very popular singer in the 1950s, and in the last 20 years or so, he's been doing the cabaret circuit, quite often doing popular songs of the day, but in an intimate jazz trio style.
Almost blue, almost doing things we used to do. There's a girl here and she's almost you. Almost. All the things that your eyes once promised, I see in hers too. Now your eyes are red from crying. Flirting with this disaster became me, named me as the fool who only aimed to be.
Almost blue.
Little moonlight can do. And pretty soon, in many parts of Asia, there is going to be a lot of moonlight, as we're on the eve of the Chinese Spring Festival. This year is going to be the Year of the Horse. And before that, Jimmy Scott, from the album Holding Back the Years, and Almost Blue. We're now going to move to a group that we really haven't played that often. They're called the Yellow Jackets. And this is from an album that they released on the Heads Up label in 2002 called Mint Jam, Green and Blue. It's a live recording made in two different venues. Now, I don't know if you're really familiar with them. They're sort of a modern jazz quartet. They play also some New Age as well. They combine so many different styles in their performances. We're going to listen to Disc 2, which is the Green album, with a song called Statue of Liberty. Thank you. Yellow Jackets with Statue of Liberty, a composition that they wrote themselves. Something that I always find fascinating, and a number of years ago when I was in Moscow, a friend of mine made me listen to some tapes that were underground jazz recordings made in the 1970s and 80s. I say underground because at the time jazz was effectively banned in the Soviet Union. And these were recordings that were made underground in small venues that were distributed on the street on either cassette or open reel. And just recently, a label from Ukraine has decided to release them in conjunction with a label from from Russia. And it's a quite fascinating collection. Because despite the fact that they were recorded underground, they were recorded rather well. Well, we're going to listen to one now that originally wasn't released. It's from a CD called Piano Trio from Russia. And this, of course, was recorded after the collapse of the Soviet Union. But it gives you an example of what Russian jazz is like. It's the Nikolay Seov Trio and Some Time Ago.
Thank you.
the Nicolay Siov Trio, and Some Time Ago from a CD on the label JD called Piano Trio from Russia, Volume 1. You're listening to Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. Let's all have two orchestras at the same time. Count Basie and Duke Ellington from the album First Time and Battle Royal.
Thank you.
If you would like to get in touch with us for anything, our email address is jazz@pcjmedia.com. That's jazz@pcjmedia.com. Before that, we were listening to Duke Ellington and Count Basie. They're two orchestras, respectively, from the album First Time and Battle Royale. The new CD version includes the rehearsal takes, which are quite fascinating to listen to because you can hear the conversations going on between Duke and Count saying, how should we arrange this? And Count Basie responding, oh, whatever, let's just see what happens. We now move to a vocalist that we've had on the show before. Her name is Anna Jackson. And about 10 years ago, she was performing in Beijing, Shanghai, and a number of places in Asia. This is from her CD, Under the Covers, and Anything Goes.
Something shocking now, heaven knows, anything goes. And good authors too, who once knew better words, now only know four-letter words, writing prose. That's 'cause anything goes. The world has gone mad today, good's bad today, day's night today, black's white today, and the guys today, the women prize today, are silly gigolos. Propose anything goes.
We'll be right back.
Wes Montgomery with the Oliver Nelson Orchestra and the Duke Ellington composition Caravan. Before that, Anna Jackson and Anything Goes. If you want to listen to this program again or past editions of Jazz for the Asking, you can visit our website at any time at www.pcjmedia.com/JFTA. That's pcjmedia.com/JFTA. All the programs are numbered. And the program you're listening to today is program 124. Let's now have a little bit of Tina Brooks from the album The Waiting Game, featuring Johnny Coles on trumpet, Kenny Drew on piano, Wilbur Ware on bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums. This is a composition that Tina Brooks composed himself, Talking About.
Thank you.
From the album The Waiting Game on Blue Note, Tina Brooks and Talking About. Now imagine this. You're a well-renowned pianist, and your record label says, look, we know you want to take some time off, but you still need to record another album. And you're arguing, look, I don't want to go to the studio to do it. How about I record it at home, in my living room? Well, that's exactly what Dave Brubeck did on a project called Brubeck Plays Brubeck. It recorded in 1956. He was putting out an album and he decided, well, I don't want to go to the studio to do it. I'll do it at home in my living room. So they brought to his home the latest Ampex open reel tape recorders and he just played. And it is a fantastic album because it's just piano. Only Dave Brubeck on piano. And you can tell from listening to it the influence of classical music that Dave Brubeck had. We're going to listen to a composition that he wrote within 10 minutes. It's called Two-Part Contention. Thank you. real high-energy number, Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, and we'll get it. And before that, Dave Brubeck playing in his living room in 1956 from the album Brubeck Plays Brubeck with Two-Part Contention. And with that, we end this edition of Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. It's been nice to have you with us. We look forward to seeing you all again very, very soon. Until next time, so long, and take care.